Greetings. I'm Pastor Duell of Heart City Church. Yesterday we lit the Advent love candle. We remember the Father sending His only Son into the world as an act of perfect love. The Apostle John writes for us in John 3:16 to 19, "For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through Him. Whoever believes in Him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but people love darkness instead of light, because their deeds were evil." Friends, this is an important passage, as it provides certainty of God's love by revealing its basis. I've talked with folks who feel unloved, who feel God has abandoned them. They desire convincing evidence that God loves them. Here it is. But understanding the Greek, the original language, is crucial here. Many folks hear, "For God so loved," and they think "so" is an intensifier of God's love. But this verse is not saying God loved us so much, as though God was moved in His heart because He saw something in us. How can I say that? Well, mankind's fallen to sin is in view here. John says we're all perishing. Why are we perishing? Because the wages of sin is death, Romans 6:23. And John says here, all who don't believe presently stand under His condemnation already. If we're honest, when we look at our lives, hearing God loves you so much, period, is really no help. Because then we're left staring at ourselves in the mirror and wondering, really? Why? Fortunately, that is not what the original Greek is communicating. For God so loved means that God loved the world in this way. In what way? In the sending of His Son, His one and only, His only begotten beloved. You see, friends, we can never understand God's love apart from Jesus Christ. God's love can only be known by the greatest gift He could have given. And that is what Christmas is all about. God giving us the Son of His love as a gift for all mankind. Not a gift because some of our names were not on the naughty list. In fact, if there's a naughty list, friends, we're all on it. That is why God gave His Son as a gift to show His love for the whole world. The sending of God's one and only Son is the reason we can have certainty. God sending His only Son into the world says we can take our eyes off ourselves and cast our eyes upon Jesus alone, the eternal Son of the Father, who is all the evidence of God's love that we need. Absolute certainty that casts away all doubts. Christmas is such good news because it directs our eyes to look at one person, a baby boy born in a stable who reveals God's desire to save mankind. And the birth of this baby by the Virgin Mary proves that God has not abandoned us. They will call Him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Matthew 1:23. God sent His Son to show His desire to be with us. John says God did not send His Son into the world to condemn it. But John does add, the coming of the Son does cause all men to divide into one of two camps. There are those who receive the gift and believe. They respond to God's love and come to the light. And there's a second camp. Those who will not believe and reject the light of the world because they love the darkness and their deeds are evil. Oh, friend, may that not be any one of us. Christmas shows us that no one has loved you more or better than God the Father who sent His Son and the Son Jesus who went to the cross and died to take away all your guilt and shame. There is no greater act of love, no greater gift that could be given. And the gift is offered to all indiscriminately, to the whole world, whosoever will believe. So accept the Christmas gift. Adore the Son and love the Father. And from the moment you first believe, you have assurance of God's love forever. And if at any moment you're tempted to despair at the devil's condemnation, just hold up this verse, John 3:16, as a shield of the perfect love of God. My friend, remember who you are and who you belong to.